Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Absolutely. There's been a tremendous change. I've been talking about this issue since 2009, and just talking about it in NFL locker rooms, there's been a huge change there, and we're behind society as a whole in the NFL locker room, and society is way ahead of us, so the majority of Americans were ready.
That was Baltimore Raven Brendan Iamadejo in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today. Iamadejo has been a very vocal supporter of same-sex marriage as the court takes up the issue for the first time. Politico's Kevin Cirilli was outside the court with thousands of protesters on both sides of the issue, and he joins us now to talk about that. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You describe it as a bit of a circus.
It was. There were thousands of people, staunch supporters of and opponents of same-sex marriage, gathered outside of the Supreme Court earlier today. I did have a chance to speak with the Baltimore Ravens linebacker, Brandon Ejinyahu, if I'm pronouncing his last name right. And he did tell me that he is taking his new role as a supporter of same-sex marriage in stride. He says that the country has come a long way since he first announced his support of the issue back in 2009. And he left the door open, kidding, but not really, for a potential run of his own for whatever office he might want to seek.
Hmm. Well, if he does run for office, you'll need to know his last name. So it's Iamadejo.
Thank you.
Got it? Hey, it took us a while, too, when he first came to town.
You know, I had it before I went on, and then I just completely lost it.
It's easy to happen. So, Kevin, I'm sure you've been outside the court before when they've been taking up very divisive issues. What about this protest made it different for you?
I think what was remarkable was that when you had the staunch opponents of gay marriage standing just inches away from these from supporters of gay marriage, this is really a contentious social issue within our country. And to see both sides so close together and speak so vehemently and passionately about their positions, it really was remarkable. Obviously, the decision won't come until a couple of months, early summer, most people expect. But today, you know, history in the making and a day that will go down in history for the Supreme Court in our country.
Yeah, Kevin, you said they were all very passionate, and we did hear some of the sound from them. Were they at the same time respectful of each other?
They were. You know, I didn't notice, nor did I report any instances of violence or anything along those lines. Obviously, you know, there are going to, when there's thousands of people, some isolated incidents, but none really that would require mass arrests or anything like that. So to that extent, it was largely a professional environment, though impassioned rhetoric.
Now, as I understood it, particularly the supporters of same-sex marriage, they really started camping out in front of the court on Thursday, even through all that bad weather, because they were trying to get a seat inside. Are you sensing that people are going to be there overnight for tomorrow's arguments as well?
They absolutely will be. You know, I interviewed one law student from Howard University, and she told me that she camped out overnight, and what she was doing was really just to get a three-minute ticket. Imagine that. She wanted to, they were giving out passes in which you would go into the Supreme Court for 3 minutes, and then they would escort you out. But she said she wanted to be able to tell her kids in the future that she saw history, even if it was just 3 minutes of history.
Any other big names there today?
Yeah, you know, there were prominent lawmakers, there were Republicans, I think, which is interesting to note. People like David Frum, a former George W. Bush speechwriter. There were a lot of strategists and a couple of congresspeople, but not the typical celebrity crowd. I think that we could expect to see that when the Supreme Court reaches its decision in the next couple of months. But really, I think at this point, just a lot of inside the Beltway prominent supporters of think tanks and what have you.
All right, Politico's Kevin Cirilli, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for giving me that name correctly.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye.